You're tuned in to the Golden Hammers Tech Watch. Tech Watch is a proud member of the Tech Podcasts Network. TechPodcasts.com. If it's tech, it's here.
This is Steven Enslin, filling in for Darusha Wayne.
Everyone knows that the purpose of language is communication. We speak or write in order to communicate ideas to others. We also know that the message being communicated isn't necessarily what the words say. Many conversations aren't about their overt topic, but are instead about the relationship between the speakers. A common offense is the speaker trying to make him or herself sound important. We're all used to this in the technology field. There used to be a saying that nobody ever got fired for hiring IBM. To this day, much of IBM's advertising is explicitly about technology, but is really about comfort. But we're all used to ingenious advertising. What we don't expect is for scientists to advertise their work by choosing a more flamboyant word than what their work deserves. Take cloning, for example. The word clone has been in common English language usage from science fiction. A science fiction clone is a full-grown animal, usually a person, who is an exact copy of another. By exact copy, science fiction means not only the same DNA, but also the exact appearance and with the full memories and skills of the original. Not only this, but a science fiction clone is grown to maturity in a vat in a much shorter time than it takes a normal animal to mature. So in 1996, when scientists in Scotland described their work on sheep as cloning, they got lots of press and confused almost everyone. Their work involved no exact replica, no rapidly maturing animals in vats, and no memory-related technology whatsoever. So when they called their work cloning, everyone understood that they had done something which they really had not. Today, doing what the Scottish scientists did, namely switching the DNA in a fertilized egg with the DNA from another cell, is called somatic cell nuclear transfer. This helps everyone understand that the so-called clones had entirely normal gestation periods, births, and childhoods. That Dolly the cloned sheep didn't look or act like the animal she was cloned from. And that somatic cell nuclear transfer isn't a threat to our society needing new legislation. Unfortunately, everyone learned the wrong lesson from Dolly the cloned sheep. Scientists learned that a great way to get new funding was to exaggerate their accomplishments by describing them with the wrong words. And lawmakers never bothered to find out that Dolly wasn't grown in a vat overnight. Today, lots of public relations money is being spent to explain to the public why they shouldn't be afraid of nanotechnology. The reason that you don't have to be worried about nanotechnology is that it shares none of the important characteristics that people understand the word nanotechnology to mean. In science fiction, nanotechnology refers to intelligent miniature robots, frequently working inside a human's body. Nothing being called nanotechnology today involves microscopic robots, or self-replicating robots, or semi-intelligent swarm networks. There is no threat that today's nanotechnology research will create armies of miniature robots. Today's nanotechnology is ordinary chemistry, pharmaceuticals, or computer chips. This week, I've personally been involved in the analysis of a software worm that wasn't a worm. Someone posted some poorly written code as a Halloween joke, but because they described their work as a worm, they made international news. So when you hear someone talk about something new, do a little research. They may intend something entirely different with what they say than with what you understand when you hear their words. Their photon torpedo, for instance, may only be a beam of light. This is TechWatch, and we're keeping an eye on your stuff.